What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 601, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast on a Monday night. Back at it in our normal spot here, 6 o'clock, carrying you until 10 all week long. We're a little bit different tomorrow with the Flyers and the Sixers, both here on The Fanatic tomorrow night and afternoon. So we will start off with some Flyers. We'll follow the Flyers. Then we get to some Sixers basketball, and we come back after that as well. So outside of tomorrow, things are back to normal for the week as we go 6 to 10 Monday through Friday here on 97.5 The Fanatic. It was great to be filling in for Anthony. And again, I thank Ant for having me in, and thanks to everybody else up top for allowing me to do that. Andrew Salchunas for also making it very, very easy to do that show. Good to hear Mike, Ty, and Nat back at it as well. So it's just good to be back, and we have some things to talk about. When we last left on Friday after we did the Sixers restart preview show, we talked about some hoops and we got you ready for the game, and that did not disappoint. We will certainly get into some Sixers basketball, both with the Grizzlies on Friday, yesterday on Sunday with the Oklahoma City Thunder. We'll definitely get into some conversation there about what we saw, our observations from that game, and Joel Embiid, of course, sitting out yesterday and actually sitting out the second half of that Grizzlies game. Plenty to get into. You know, I have my notes. I'm ready to go. Had my notes for the Phillies as well as they started the season off. I was a little skeptical if they would even get things underway on Friday because of the rain that was hitting the area so much on Friday, but it settled down. They were able to get the game in. It was disappointing, the result. And, of course, Saturday, they pick up the win. Like Tyler Zuli is producing right now, like Andrew, Pat Egan, all saying that Wheeler is probably going to be the ace of the staff. He showed how good he can be, and picking up their first win. It was great to see it. Yesterday, of course, we know what happened, and we'll get into all of that. But, of course, the big story is the positive test coming out of the visiting locker room of the Miami Marlins. First, yesterday we got the information about four players at the time not being able to play because they tested positive. Later on, finding out that they had their team meeting where they basically text in their group message, texting to see if they all wanted to play, if it was the right thing to do. They spoke with everybody else, Don Mattingly and all, to make sure it was the right thing to do. And they decided to give it a go. And they decided to play the game. And the result was not good for the Phillies at the end of the day, walking away with a 1-2 record after the first series of the start of the 2020 campaign. But then this morning, while I'm talking to the midday show about the 76ers, right? We feel like we can talk some hoops and all, and then baseball jumps in with the coronavirus stuff and just knocks us off our perch of talking basketball by giving us, at the time, 8 players now testing positive, 2 coaches as well, totaling the number up to 14 positive tests for the Miami Marlins here in Philadelphia, inside that clubhouse, inside that ballpark. And now we have where both games are canceled for Miami and Philadelphia, set to host the Yankees. Miami set to go back to Miami to start their series, their home opener, and their series there. They can't even leave Philadelphia. I blame the Marlins for not, that game should not have been played yesterday against the Philadelphia Phillies. There were already 2 games in the books, and with that being something that was put out there, they were responsible in telling the Philadelphia Phillies, hey, this is what's happening. Should we, we should probably skip this one and make sure everything is okay, not only for us, but for you guys as well, for the entire sport, which we don't know. We've all said, hey, there's a possibility that something could happen at some point because we have never been here. We have never been in a situation like this. And it is very, very possible that we're going to wind up with some positive tests. How are you going to go through a 60-game season with a pandemic going on, with a virus spreading across the world and, of course, in the country, hitting certain states, and Miami being the top place in our country. Very likely that something's going to happen with Miami, a team that ends up in Miami, or will Miami, of course, travels to a visiting city and a positive test comes about. And it happened. And it happened in a big way here in Philadelphia. It had to be our city, right? It just had to be our city where this one hits. And I really believe that the Miami Marlins and their players, their coaching staff, even their front office, once the information was given to them, had a responsibility not only to themselves, to their opponents, and to the game to make sure that they did not play that game yesterday. They had a responsibility to do so and not play that game. I point my finger at them. I kind of point my finger. I heard Mike say, you point your finger at the Phillies as well, because if they knew, this is something where you could probably, and I don't know what's in that 103-page health and safety protocol, where you can go to the other team and talk about, hey, is this the right thing to do? Miami, I'm not comfortable. Don Mattingly, I'm not comfortable. Let's get in contact with Klentak and McPhail and Middleton. Let's call Derek Jeter in Miami. Let's have a conversation and let's make sure we handle things properly before we make a decision to go out here on this baseball field. And if we have this many people positive for at the time, what are the chances that others, even though the testing is going on, that others do in fact have the coronavirus and all, the test will not be there for you right away. You will get it tomorrow and that you will find out who then will have it. Well, now we know. It doesn't take very long, right? It takes that little bit of time to find out the next day. And I point my finger at the Miami Marlins. I do point my finger kind of bent at the Philadelphia Phillies because they also should have stepped up and said, hey, we're not playing this game. We can't let this happen. And Major League Baseball also, this was the whole thing about the health and safety protocol that we talked about. Getting this right. Once you decided on the 60-game season, everything was taken care of with the money. The MLB Players Association, the Major League Baseball and the ownership groups have all gotten to their discussions. They go through the health and safety protocol. They check all the boxes and all that. We knew at the end of the day, not everything is foolproof because we haven't seen this, right? So at what point do you find a situation that happens in your first weekend that you step in and decide, hey, we have to pull away on this one. We have to back away from this one. Let's do this one right. We got two games in the books. Let's get back at it later. I do not like how this was handled. This is where we are. This is where we are throughout this entire pandemic. I've talked about it many times, how I want everyone to wear masks. Hey, I understand it's uncomfortable. It's different. We all have to get used to it. Didi Gregorius is out there with a health issue that causes him to wear a mask. He goes out there and does it. He doesn't want to. He has to. He's being safe, right? All of that. We don't know what can happen. That's why it was up to them. It was their responsibility in a situation like this, along with Major League Baseball, to say, hey, we're not going to panic. Let's just be responsible here. Make sure we're doing the right thing. And then we make a decision going forward as to how to operate. This is our first case. We have something now that we can write down and go off of, and we got it. Instead, we have now two canceled games in a way that we didn't want it. There's a difference of, all right, let's back off and let's cancel this one right now because we've already had four. Let's not do any more. Let's not make sure the Phillies are in danger here, although they probably already are just from being around the Miami Marlins. Let's do it the right way. Let's get this done. It'll look better. The optics are better of how you decided to handle this situation. And I point my finger at the Marlins. I hate that this happened, but hey, this is where we are right now with sports. This is where we are. This is exactly where we're going to be. This is why the National Hockey League has their bubble in two hub cities. This is why the NBA has their bubble in Orlando and have gone through everything to make sure it happens. Hey, there might be a positive test in there, but so far so good with how everyone is handling. We'll get to bubble watch at 8:30. We'll talk about Lou Williams and all of that stuff later on. Of course, he'll be in that conversation. I'm on him, and then I kind of pat him on his back for something else with Kendrick Perkins. I think everybody knows how I feel about Kendrick Perkins at this point. So I'm like, all right, Lou. You kind of made up for it right there. But listen, it's a tough situation that we're all in. It's a tough situation, certainly, that Major League Baseball is in. Tough situation that Miami was in, the Phillies as well. But they had to handle this the right way, and no one did. Starting with the Marlins, starting with Major League Baseball. This needed to be handled responsibly. It was not. Is this something that we've never come across as we just... Yes. Yes. That's why you take the initiative to be the first ones to say, hey guys, you know what? It's probably a good idea. Probably a good idea to back off here. Let's not play this game. We'll reconvene later. We'll try to make the game up if possible going down the line. We'll try to make it up. Right now, let's make sure everything is right as best as we can and move on from here. Instead, we have what we have now, where people are talking about, should the season be canceled? Are the Phillies going to play tomorrow at all versus the Yankees? Are they going to have to go to New York? Heck, look at what Toronto, look at what Canada is doing. They sent the Blue Jays packing and said, get out. Right? Get out. Pennsylvania, we thought they were going to go to Pittsburgh. They said, no thanks. Even though they have the Pirates and we have the Phillies in Pennsylvania already based here. They said, no, get out. Baltimore, possibly. Nah, never mind. We got Baltimore. We got Washington. We don't need another. They had to go to Buffalo. So we're talking about a professional baseball team having to find a home on the eve of the start of the baseball season for them. And they couldn't, because we all understand how serious this pandemic is. The Marlins, Major League Baseball, and to a certain extent, the Phillies had a responsibility yesterday to not play that game, to maybe even give them a possible opportunity to play today against the New York Yankees. And now we don't have a game tonight because of, hey, nobody, everybody being selfish out there, especially the Miami Marlins. How do you guys feel about the game being played yesterday? And going forward, what are we looking at here? What are we looking at here? Are we looking at a possible scenario with Major League Baseball, and this could have already been the case, but now that this has happened in the first weekend, like they've been talking about on the morning show when this broke, on Anthony's show, Mike, are they going to finish the baseball season? We were all speculating before any of these leagues restarted and got underway in the case of baseball, that baseball would probably be the most difficult one because of traveling from city to city, staying in these hotels. We know the Ritz-Carlton was where the Miami Marlins stayed. Did they travel and go get food? Did they leave and all that? And Major League Baseball would be the one that would have the most issues of finishing even a 60-game season because of all of that, the transportation and going into different places and all of that. Still living a normal life, if you will, being around regular people, civilians, family, all of that, going to the grocery store and whatever else they're probably doing. Whereas the NHL and the NBA decided, no, we're going to stay in this bubble. We're going to get it, finish our seasons, and we'll figure things out after October. Once we get through this, we'll figure out the 2021 season, see where we go from there. Baseball has already got hit. Here we are. How do you feel? Should they have played that game yesterday? Who's at fault? And will they finish Major League Baseball's 60-game season? 610-632-0975. Outside of all that, it was great to have baseball back. It was good to see basketball. Hockey is upcoming. Training camp for the NFL is underway, where the Eagles have reported. And then we get the damper of all of these positive tests, where we have now 13, count them, 13 positive tests inside that Miami Marlins organization being here in Philadelphia, and they can't even go back home. What does this mean for the Phillies now that we wait for their testing? They have to get the testing hopefully by tomorrow, as early tomorrow. As Tyrone and I were talking before we jumped on here, they have to go to Rutgers to kind of expedite their testing results and see if things are, fingers crossed, good with the Phillies, where they can actually play a baseball game against the New York Yankees. Whoever was attending in that clubhouse for the Nationals, they now have to quarantine and, of course, be tested. The Yankees don't want anybody dealing with the Philly side, helping them out, and you can't blame them. Right? You can't blame them. So, guys, where are you? 610-632-0975. It was good to have sports back. It's unfortunate that this is part of now our sports world where we have to worry about coronavirus still after March 11th. The last time we saw professional sports in the NBA with basketball games, this is the first time we've had sports to look forward to, and a damper, of course, placed on us with this whole thing with all these positive tests coming from Miami. It was a possibility, of course, with the Marlins coming from Miami, the hotbed of COVID-19, and here we are. We thought they did things right initially. They come in town. We had Soto, who tested positive, right? And here we are now. Here we are now. Where is this going to be the norm, where every series now going forward, we're going to be worried about what tests are going to come back positive for Major League Baseball players? It was probably going to be a case anyway, but dang, we couldn't even get out the first weekend. Could not even get out of the first weekend. How do you guys feel about the game being played yesterday? Should it have been played or not? And will the season come to an end before we want it to without a playoff in a World Series? 610-632-0975. We have plenty of thoughts to give to you with the Philadelphia 76ers. A lot of good things to talk about in their two scrimmages. One more game tomorrow where they wrap things up against the Dallas Mavericks. We'll have plenty of conversation about what we saw against the Grizzlies on Friday, against the Thunder on Sunday, and where they go from here as we prepare for August 1st, next Saturday, this coming Saturday, the start of the seeding games against the Indiana Pacers, game one for the Philadelphia 76ers. So, starting off with some baseball, 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with Tyler Zuli. We are with you until 10 o'clock. Once again, it's great to be back with you all here, as I had a great time filling in for Anthony during the midday show. It was a blast, and it's good to be back with everyone here tonight. So let's start things off again. 610-632-0975. We head to the Northeast. We'll say hi to Tyler Zuli in a bit, but we start off in Northeast with Muhammad on 97.5. Muhammad, what's going on?
Yes.
How you doing, man?
Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. What you got?
I think you are looking at this totally the wrong way for me, at least the way I see it.
Okay.
Baseball, MLB, is the person at fault. When you should know when you go into this, what you should do when you have your first positive case. You should have, things in place. If we have a case, this and this and this and this are the steps we're going to take, right? So when you have a four test positive yesterday, it means, especially when you're waiting for other tests, if you tested 20 people, four came back positive, you assume that the other 16 that is not yet, that you don't have yet, are all positive until you get them. So it's not leaving it to the teams to make a decision. That is the dumbest thing you can do. You should have a thing in place that says, if you are positive, I think one or two players are positive, and we still have pending results, there's no game. There's no playing happening.
Muhammad, that's why I said, for me, there was an order. There was, of course, the Marlins. Here's why I put the Marlins in there, too, Muhammad, because you're allowing the organization at this point a player's text chain that's going on about, what do we do, guys? Do we go ahead and play? And Don Mattingly later is talking about these guys are great for whatever they do. What he's called, like Warriors, whatever he said about how they went about all of that. You don't, as you said, the Major League Baseball should not leave it up to them. But at that point, they did. And then the Marlins go, I mean, come on, man. I mean, right there, I'm like, guys, we cannot, my front office, I'm talking about, Muhammad, my manager, Muhammad, that we cannot go out here and play this. I understand you guys want to. That's great. I love the fact that you guys feel like you can play through this all. But right now, this is not it. So again, I'm not taking Major League Baseball off the hook here. I'm just simply pointing out that at that point, Major League Baseball, you're right. But the Marlins also right there, big time, knowing that in that locker room, Muhammad, I'm fearful for myself if I'm in that locker room. I'm like, I'm not playing. Okay? I'm not playing. And I
understand that, but you also know peer pressure. Okay? That's why you should never put it in their hands to make that decision. You should never put it in their hands to make that decision. Okay? If the medical, the MLB medical team should be making these type of decisions. It should not be on the players, let's vote on it. It should never be there. This is the same problem we have nationally where Pennsylvania is saying, let's do this. And other states say, well, we can do whatever we want. No, it has to be the way you approach this thing, because forget the Marlins. You have, if you infected the Philly team, guess what you've done? You've made it even worse, because it's not just them that you're sidelining. Now it's another team you're sidelining.
Oh, no question.
So you have to make the decision for all the whole teams.
No question. And look, we may have our order different, but we're on the same page, Muhammad. Listen, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you starting this off tonight. That's where we're going. You see, Muhammad has Major League Baseball first. I go Miami. Where do you guys fall? Dustin, we'll start with you and get back. Everybody else, hang tight. We'll get to you when we get back. 610-632-0975. We have our first issue with baseball. 60-game season. We can't get through the first weekend without the positive testing. Where do you point the finger first? Where does the blame lie? Who's responsible for calling that game yesterday and saying simply, guys, we cannot play this one. Let's make sure we do this the right way. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli's producing. I'm Devon Givens. We're with you until 10 right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. On 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock. 610-632-0975. The 6 o'clock hour brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. Who's more responsible for allowing that game to take place yesterday here in Philadelphia against the Marlins and the Phillies? Major League Baseball won or the Marlins won? Either way, the finger is pointed somewhere. We were going to have this happen at some point. It happened in the first weekend. Where does the blame fall for you as we start off this Major League Baseball season? And now we don't have games tonight for the Marlins or for the Phillies. 610-632-0975. We'll get to Tyler Zuli, get his thoughts on all of this, and we'll certainly get into the return of baseball as well and what you guys thought from the first weekend. All right, 610-632-0975. Dustin in the Northeast next on the Fanatic. Thanks for hanging on, Dust. What's going on?
My man, Devon. How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
Excited that sports are back. How's the family? Everybody safe?
Everybody's doing well. Everybody's safe, man. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that.
Hope yours too.
We're all hanging in there, man. All hanging in there. You know, this whole Marlins, it's like kind of got me baffled, because like I was listening to the Cuz earlier, and before the game, three people that tested positive, and they had the players only meeting.
Yeah, and then they were like in a text chain where they were going back and forth. Should we play the game? So they had enough in them, right, to say, hey, should we make this happen? And then they decided to play. So what was it? Four of the original report. I think it's three now, actually, but eight from earlier today where we got the number. Eight plus two coaches from yesterday.
And that doesn't make any sense, because what I think the rules should be, like, from what I understand, they're testing, what, every other day, right? That's what the protocol is or whatever.
Right.
If somebody tests positive, it shouldn't even be up to debate. that person should have to quarantine. That player, that coach, whatever it is, if they want this to work, it's the only way that you're going to make it work, especially in a game like baseball.
Yeah, I believe, Dustin, that those players we're talking about from Saturday did quarantine, but after the game was played, of course, should with knowing what happened after they played the game, should the game been shut down for Sunday? And that's the question. And I say yes. And responsibility, yes, to Major League Baseball, like Muhammad started us off, but also the Marlins. If you're going to have that, going to have that meeting and have that text thread with your players, then make the right decision. And it obviously was. And nobody could have predicted eight more plus two more coaches, but there was a chance that there could have been more. And now there were.
And I agree with you. It should have been shut down. It makes no sense. Like, for instance, Devon, I went down the shore this weekend. I went to Ocean City. And this is more than just a baseball thing. Like, I went on a boardwalk. I had my mask. I had gloves. I wasn't really wearing my gloves, but I had hand sanitizer in my pocket. I would say probably 75% of people on the boardwalk, nobody had masks on.
Wow.
Like, I don't understand why people are taking this so lightly. Like, it's they're talking about a second wave coming, and just as a whole in a society, it makes no sense. You got to take precautions because this isn't just like your normal common cold. Like, this is some serious stuff that's going on. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
One more point I wanted to make, like, and baseball, like you were saying earlier, like with the traveling and everything like that, like, the NHL, they're in a bubble. Basketball, they're in a bubble. Hockey, they're in a bubble. How come baseball isn't in a bubble? Like, I know it's a hot spot. We have basketball down there already, but that worldwide sports complex, they have baseball fields all over the place down there. Like, why couldn't we just keep everybody down there in all sports, basketball and baseball, and just keep, like I think what basketball's doing, I think that they're going to be the ones, and at first I thought that they were going to have the most problems because of how much contact and sweat. You can't really get around it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think their protocols and, like, their layout and what they got going, I think that they're the ones that really haven't, not necessarily figured out, but I think they're ahead of every other sport in this with the way that they're taking precaution and the way that they're handling this whole situation.
Yeah, and listen, Dust, good to hear from you, man. Glad everyone's safe. Thanks for the call, man. We'll talk to you down the line. Appreciate it. The NBA certainly has things where we can give a thumbs up to what they're doing. We'll see about hockey. So far, so good with them. They had reports come out earlier. They gave us some numbers. We'll give those numbers what the NHL said. But I think it was zero again for here for the National Hockey League as they embark on Canada and get things started for them where they have their two hub cities. They've done their quarantining period here. They'll do their quarantining period there before they get underway. And we'll see what the National Hockey League comes up with. But yes, Dustin, you're right. The NBA right now has things going well. July 13th was the last time that we had an update, given results, numbers, and they had a few cases. Since everyone was inside the bubble and have been tested, they've had zero cases for the NBA. We'll see what the next release is and how things are for them at their in Orlando. But so far, again, as Dustin just pointed out, so good for them. They've had some idiotic, I guess, human mistakes that have been made by some of their players, but not testing positive. And the players who have had to leave the bubble for family reasons, personal reasons, they're being tested every day where they are, right? Montrezl Harrell is already on his way back to Orlando. Zion Williamson, the same thing. He has already returned to Orlando, back inside the bubble, has been tested positive wherever they were, and everything is good. Let's see what happens with the NHL, and let's see how Major League Baseball proceeds. The questions are going to keep coming. Should Major League Baseball shut down their season? Will they make it to the end of their season? And that's just going to be the question going forward. Wait until we get these results as well. When will we get the results for the Phillies as well? Tomorrow, as I said, Ty and I were talking, the reports were out there. They have to go to Rutgers instead of going to Utah and possibly even driving to New Jersey to get those tests to kind of rush them back. We'll see. We'll see. Hopefully the Phillies will be able to play. Hopefully the Phillies do not have any positive tests within their clubhouse. Hopefully. They already started to fumigate and clean and all that stuff. The visiting locker room at Citizens Bank Park. They've already done that. They've already done that. What should they have shut it down yesterday? 610-632-0975. Before we get to TJ and everybody else here on the phones, once again, 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli, good evening, man. How you doing?
What's up, Devon? How was your weekend?
It was good.
That's good. I'm glad.
We had sports back.
Yeah, and it's good to be back with you again.
And
I know we didn't get a chance to work together too much last week.
We thought we were just going to come here and talk about the games, NBA included, and then we have this. So what are your thoughts on the latest with the Phillies and the Marlins and the Major League? Who's at fault here?
Yeah, I think you put it pretty eloquently, and I think you stated it pretty well. And I think that there is a hand in just about everybody.
Including
the Phillies, that is at fault here. To me, the number one proponent of this entire situation is the Miami Marlins themselves. Major League Baseball did nothing to help themselves or either of these two teams out with lax protocol and with the fact that they're not playing in a bubble or a hub city or something like that. You and I have talked about that at length, how we were worried about Major League Baseball and the NFL specifically. But to me, it falls squarely and the most on the shoulders of the Marlins because, you know, like I said to you before the show started, I'm sorry, but I didn't know that Miguel Rojas and I didn't know that Don Mattingly were doctors. I didn't know that they were, you know, pandemic experts. Because to me, this isn't what do you guys think? Do you think we can maybe get to the... This is like the way I heard this story when it comes to they did it in a text chain was how I felt when, you know, I was playing in an adult league when my buddies, you know, the guys on the team, it would have rained the day before. Hey, do you guys think we can maybe get to the field early and we'll go rake it and we'll fix the bags and everything and we can play tonight?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounded like to me. It was Bush League to have the players decide if they're going to play or not. You're in the middle of a global pandemic and you're going to decide by Miguel Rojas and Don Mattingly saying, yeah, I think we're good. It's inexcusable and extremely, extremely dangerous.
Listen, man, the blame everywhere. Blame everywhere. I put in Miami, Ty puts it in Miami. If you say Major League Baseball, like Muhammad did when he started, I can't argue with you, right? We're just asking who is more to blame here because this is something that should have been taken care of either from the league, the team, the front office, the manager, the coaching staff, whatever, players even. Someone had to make a decision. And I did not. As I look at Ken Rosenthal here from The Athletic, he says this is more than a wake-up call. Where MLB goes from here, this is a story that he and Jason Stark have done here on The Athletic. Another quote here on Jason's Twitter timeline, in the blink of an eye is a quote, it can change. Here is the blink of an eye. 610-632-0975. That was Tyler Zuli, Devon Gibbons with you until 10 here on this Monday night. Welcome back from the weekend. We have sports back, and then we also have this news of all of these positive tests. Let's go to Southwest and TJ next on the Fanatic. TJ, what's happening?
What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
I blame the public for this. I don't blame none of the sports team. I don't blame the players. I blame the people in America for this. It's our fault. We're so thirsty for entertainment and for athletics and material items that when you watch the news, when you get up in the morning and watch the news, and you watch the 6 o'clock news in the evening, you see they talk about Texas is overwhelmed. The hospitals, people are dying in Texas. People are dying in Florida. People are dying in California. Then they'll go switch right to sports and say, hey, we're starting up the sports in the bubble. And I'm like, wait a minute, I thought we was dying just now. I'm confused. What's going on? Either we dying or we playing sports. Which one are we doing? So the people, to me, New York City, all those people died up there, right?
Yes.
And more and more cases are still coming. Why the hell are we playing sports in the first place? It's the people's fault. That's the way I see it. We ain't got no business playing sports right now. What's more valuable, lives or our entertainment?
Lives, certainly, 100%.
So for me, I wouldn't be surprised if a scandal come out 6 months from now where they say because the owners thirst for money and our thirst to be entertained. Well, there was more positive results, but they didn't come out and tell. But we're dealing with humans. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with flawed people because this conversation shows how flawed we are. I mean, it's just thousands of people that died since March, and we playing sports. So right. now you get the Marlins and some guys popped up positive. There's no way that we can say that the bubble's going to work. We just don't know. People in Texas is dying right now.
Right. That's why we said even with them being in the bubbles, TJ, while everything is working, will we really be surprised if something positive pops up inside that bubble? No, because we've never been here. We don't know. We don't know what's going on, even though they're testing them every day. People are coming in. They're coming back. Then what happens once they do quarantine the families after the first round when they're allowed to come in?
Yeah.
Something will probably happen. We hope it doesn't. Of course, not losing any lives is just a positive right. test that we're talking about. Something could definitely happen there.
I just say this before I get cut off. For all the people listening, guys, at what point do we put human life over our thirst for entertainment?
You know, the forklifts and all that stuff, man. And it's sad, TJ. Thanks for the call, man. Great stuff, man. I'm not arguing that. There's no argument there, because when all of this stuff was going on and we were talking about sports coming back, and I remember getting the phone call saying, oh, you're such an optimistic person. I'm like, why? Because I want to make sure we're all safe first, and we can wear masks, and that's what they tell us to do, and that's the way we should all look to try to fight this whole thing, because they're asking us to wear masks and stay home and not go out. And certainly right now you can't handshake and fist bump or even pound, whatever. You can't hug. You can't do anything. Do all of these things. Not worrying about going to certain places. TJ is right. Not worried about going to the mall and going to the beach and the pool and all that. You want everyone to stay safe. We all want to get out of this mess. The only way to do it is to follow the health and safety people telling us, the doctors and the epidemiologists and all those people just letting us know what the right thing to do is, because we have never been here. We've never seen this. Major League Baseball has never been here, has never seen this. The same for the NHL, the NBA. And now, what's going to happen with the NFL? Camp is starting. They can't get their pads. I heard Anthony saying they won't be giving their pads till like mid-August. And when Andrew and I were talking last week, they can't even start practicing until late August. Late August. So as I continue to look at Jason Stark here on Twitter, 610-632-0975, he is quoting on his podcast, speaking to Zachary Binney, a PhD, epidemiologist, that they had to speak with, Oxford, it looks like. Yeah, Emory Oxford. All right, so a quote from in there. MLB needs to act aggressively now. To hope that you have kept the outbreak contained to the Marlins, what you really don't want is it jumping to other clubs. So, New York can't stay in the Ritz-Carlton. Not that that's the place that they wanted to stay, but they probably don't want to stay in the Ritz-Carlton. Right? They don't want to do that. Now the clubhouse issue. Now the Phillies. It's the same thing with Christian Wood playing against the Philadelphia 76ers. Us being afraid that Joel Embiid was going to test positive. They had three people, a couple of players we know. We just don't know. It was people. It wasn't just players. It were people in the organization that tested positive. We never found out who it was. But Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, played against the Detroit Pistons. Detroit Pistons played against the Philadelphia 76ers. The Los Angeles Lakers had theirs. A few other teams had theirs as well. And that's where the spread and all that happens. And that's where this epidemiologist is talking about here with Jason Stark. As Zachary Binney is saying that they need to act aggressively now. Should they have acted aggressively yesterday, though? Yeah. Major League Baseball and the Marlins. Yeah.
Total willful ignorance at this point. It has to be. And here's the thing. You know, so I've seen tweets that say, how do the players feel? You know, how are they feeling? It doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter how they're feeling. I don't want them to be sick, but it doesn't matter whether they're symptomatic or not. They're positive. And they should have squash this thing right away and not have played yesterday, probably shouldn't have played Saturday either. It's just getting to the point where, you know, like he said, you have to contain this thing quickly and keep it to the Marlins and possibly the Phillies.
This sucks. Now I'm looking at Bob Nightingale. An hour ago, the White Sox announced that manager Rick Renteria will miss tonight's game as he undergoes COVID-19 test after experiencing a cough and nasal congestion. He is in isolation and staying away from the team. Their interim manager, Joe McEwing, bench coach, he will be the interim manager for the White Sox.
Well, and that's the problem right there, Devon, is, you know,
tonight,
like with people, myself included, this has been an unusually late and harsh allergy season to the point where you wake up and you've got, you know, congestion or sniffles or something like that, and you go, am I sick or do I have allergies? Whereas in years past, you go, all right, it's probably allergies, right? You just assume. But now you have to look at it and say, am I sick? Should I go to work? Should I do this? And then you clear up because it is allergies, but the worry creeps in.
It does.
For, you know, an hour, 90 minutes, 2 hours, whatever it might be.
Yeah, man. And just to update things, as we looked at it again, we said 11 players and two coaches. So earlier, the number was 14 overall. It looks like the number of infected players was, in fact, 11. Of the 33, as I look at Jeff Passan, have been traveling with the team and two coaches. Sources tell ESPN, Marlins, Orioles, Yankees, Phillies tonight have been postponed for now. The rest may be played around Major League Baseball. The Baltimore Orioles, this is 5 hours ago, are returning home from Miami tonight. Sources tell ESPN, ensuring Tuesday's game won't be played at Marlins Park either. At some point, the healthy Marlins are expected to travel to Baltimore, where they were scheduled to play Wednesday and Thursday. So there's that with them. And we'll go from there and see what happens next. Who's to blame? Is it Major League Baseball more than the team, the Miami Marlins, and not making sure this doesn't go any further? Where do you place the blame right now? With everything that happened this weekend, all these positive cases now, 11 in the clubhouse, in the organization that traveled of the 33 to Philadelphia for the Marlins-Phillies weekend series that started things off. 610-632-0975. Andrew, hang on, man. We want to get you when we get back first to give you all your time. Dustin, as well, we want to give you all yours and everybody else there following. We want to make sure we all give you time because I'm sure you have a lot to say. Andrew has a great question that I wanted to bring up because as a dad, and I talked about this when my daughter graduated from high school in June, prom stuff, graduation, as we were talking about all that stuff as the months were going on from March until June. And even now, Andrew wants to bring up a great point about schools and how this plays into it. And I definitely have an opinion on that since I have kids in school as well. So, listen, 610-632-0975. Please, guys, call in. Give us your thoughts on where you point the blame. Should the game been played yesterday? In hindsight, we were all looking at it saying, all right, Phillies just need to win. Give us 2-1 series. Win over the Marlins. They've been struggling against the Marlins. Get this W. All is well. You move on to the Yankees. Everything is good. Now we go back and say, heck, they knew. They're the ones that should have been calling this game along with Major League Baseball, and they did not. And now we have this, and now we have quotes like, they need to act swiftly here to get this right. 610-632-0975. We'll also talk about the actual games, and we will get your thoughts on what you saw from the Phillies' first weekend. Pitching again, as we knew, was going to be a problem in that show this weekend in their 1-2 series, their 1-2 record now on this early season against the Miami Marlins. 610-632-0975, guys. Again, we will get to you when we get back. We will talk about the Phillies. We'll get into the Sixers as well. As we are here until 10 o'clock, I'm Devon Givens. Tyler Zuli is producing right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.